And now we're going to talk about eagle fever. It's gripping cities in the Northeast right now. Eaglets hatched recently on a live web stream in Washington, D.C., and people fell in love with them. They're also watching webcams in Hanover, Pennsylvania, and in Pittsburgh, where bald eagles have nested for the last few years after a 200-year hiatus because of polluted rivers. That pair laid 3 eggs, and so far, 2 have hatched. In Pittsburgh, WESA's Sarah Schneider reports from a riverfront trail where you can see the nest.
Eagles are nesting a few miles from downtown Pittsburgh. People who started as strangers there have become friends, spending every weekend on the trail, about 600 feet from the nest, staring up. They bring lawn chairs and telephoto camera lenses. Some wear binoculars, others are clad in camouflage, waiting for the birds to fly.
Now she's gonna get ready to go.
Get ready for a fly.
Here she comes.
Joggers and cyclists stop and ask what everyone is looking at. And that's when the regulars show off their knowledge. How the male and female switch off egg guarding duty, what kind of fish they bring back to the nest, how they roll the eggs to keep a steady temperature, and that the nest is the size of a queen mattress.
Yeah, they're killing machines. That's all they do is reproduce and kill. That's all they're meant to be.
That's Dan Desenich. He's watching the live stream of the nest on his phone, ready with his camera for the birds to take flight. When another regular, Wendy Merrill, shows up, Dan hugs her. The friends met on the trail watching the birds. She's also become an avid eagle watcher since the birds came back to the city. She's a clinical psychologist and says she enjoys studying the birds' social patterns.
You know, it wasn't very long ago that the only people who ever got to see inside an eagle's nest were an elite small group of researchers.
Via the webcam, Merrill and others get much closer than they can in person, watching run-ins with intruders and hearing the eagles' calls. The webcam drew most of these people to the trail. When the eagles are in the nest, they consult the live stream on their phones, checking the status of the chicks.
And that was kind of high.
That was a high flyout.
You could knock them out in the air with a clothespin.
Yes, yes. And just seeing that wingspan and that grimace they have coming right at you is incredible.
The eaglets should fly on their own in 2 to 3 months, but there's no way of knowing where they'll end up. If they do make it in 4 to 5 years, they could lay eggs of their own.
If they're not sleeping, hurry.
Thanks to Sarah Schneider of WESA in Pittsburgh for putting together that audio postcard. If you're out on the trail this weekend and you see an eagle or another bird of note, you can tweet it to us. We're at Allegheny Front. Just don't get too close. Federal law prohibits people from intruding on a 660-foot perimeter around a bald eagle nest. Really, give them some space. We've got more about eagles and their irresistible babies at our website. That's AlleghenyFront.org.